Now Caesar took the second wall 5 days after the first. But upon the army's entrance through the breach, they were surrounded by the seditious and driven out. Titus regrouped his soldiers and attacked. The Jews, on the fourth day of fighting, sought refuge behind the third wall, and Titus took the second wall again and demolished it.
A resolution was now taken by Titus to relax the siege for a little while, and to afford the seditious an interval for consideration, and to see whether the demolishing of their second wall would not make them a little more compliant, or whether they were not somewhat afraid of a famine, because the spoils they had gotten by rapine would not be sufficient for them long. He made use of this relaxation in order to compass his own designs. Accordingly, as the usual appointed time when he must distribute subsistence money to the soldiers was now come, he gave orders that the commanders should put the army into battle array in the face of the enemy, and then give every one of the soldiers their pay. So the soldiers, according to custom, opened the cases wherein their arms before lay covered, and marched with their breastplates on, as did the horsemen lead their horses in their fine trappings. Then did the places that were before the city shine very splendidly for a great way. Nor was there anything so grateful to Titus's own men, or so terrible to the enemy, as that sight. For the whole old wall and the north side of the temple were full of spectators, and one might see the houses full of such as looked at them. Nor was there any part of the city which wasn't covered over with their multitudes. Nay, a very great consternation seized upon the hardiest of the Jews themselves, when they saw all the army in the same place, together with the fineness of their arms and the good order of their men. And I cannot but think that the seditious would have changed their minds at that sight, unless the crimes they had committed against the people had been so horrid that they despaired of forgiveness from the